Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 4th of September 2009 and the time is 4:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
It's Eileen McCarthy, I'm 22 years old and I'm from Coventry.
How are you today?
I'm great, yeah, considering the time of morning. Yeah, still haven't been to bed, but, you know, it's a one-off, so I'll let it pass.
And what was it that motivated you to apply to take part in One Another?
Well, one of my lecturers at university, he just said, have you applied? And all my lecturers had applied. So he was like, it would just be a great opportunity and like a platform for you to get out there and show something that you do. So yeah, I just sort of had a look on the website and just sort of put my names on for it, just on a whim really. I didn't really expect sort of to hear anything back. Like, I sort of forgot about it for a while, and then I got an email and it was a surprise, yeah. And then a panic set in.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
It took so long because there were like very like I read sort of what you could and couldn't do, and there were very like sort of few restrictions. So like I could have done like anything, and choosing the right thing is just like, oh, it's a bit of a nightmare. But I think it took time for me to sort of come around to the idea of doing what I'm doing. But as well, sort of thinking about like the time of morning it is, who's going to be around, so I'll sort of have really no interaction with my audience, so it'll just be sort of doing something for like the live stream, I suppose. I'm gonna do like a plinth party, and just to sort of celebrate the times that people don't celebrate and don't really think about and let them pass. And I've got a lot of like my favorite music of times that I've like celebrated with friends, and just had some really special moments with like certain people. So and then I'm gonna sort of have a bit of a party with a pass parcel by myself. Don't know if it's gonna work. And then the things that I get in the pass the parcel will create things to go to be let off with helium balloons. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Try to do.
And how about your outfit for the occasion?
Oh wow, this is just sort of like a combination of like random things really that I've found and begged and borrowed and stealed. I haven't stolen anything. yeah, it's like a wizard's cloak. It's very like multicoloured. And then I've got an old school chair that's completely covered in newspaper and magazines. So yeah, just lots of bright fun things that I like to play with, you know, something that, you know, really attracts the eye, I suppose.
And did you make the did you cover the chair yourself?
Yeah, I did. It was for one of I'm part of a performance company called New Macho, and it was from a past project, but I had to sort of recover it because it a wear and tear. We've used it on a couple of projects, so yeah, I recovered it for this. So yeah.
And then the pass the parcel. Have you made that as well? Have you wrapped it?
Yeah, I've wrapped it and then put like everything that I'll need, including the balloons and string and stuff, everything I need in each of the layers. So every time the music stops, I'll have like a piece of the jigsaw. So yeah.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
Just excited really. Like I don't really know what to make of it yet. Like a little bit nervous, just in case that it's not really rehearsed, it's like sort of completely improvised, and it's an idea in my head that I don't know whether it will happen. Like so yeah, it's an experiment really, but I think it'll still be fun if it goes wrong. So
and what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in One Another overall, do you think?
Even just sort of like coming down to London and the whole sort of staying awake and being with my friends like here, and I just think it's an amazing opportunity, like, an experience, like, just even sort of watching like past like plinthers, it's just sort of like took over like for a couple of weeks really, and it's just a build up. I'm not really expecting anything like from it, but yeah, just like enjoying the moment really, I suppose, like something to tell the grandkids, you know.
You mentioned it was your lecturers that had told you about the project, or had mentioned that they applied. What are you studying?
I'm studying an MA in, it's a bit of a mouthful, Innovation and Enterprise in Performing Arts. I did a BA in Theatre and Professional Practice. And in my final year of studying, I set up a performance company, and we're sort of developing that over the year, and now we've sort of started to get funding and commissions by people, and it's going really well, so yeah, good. It's just all about sort of contacts really, isn't it?
And what kind of work do you make, or what are you about as a company?
We're a contemporary performance company that makes work for everybody, without sounding too sort of arts counselling and making it sort of like available to everybody. It's not pretentious, like what I think a lot of sort of contemporary art can be, and people understand it, and it's light-hearted, but it also sort of like works on different levels sort of thing, so everybody can sort of get something from it. We do sort of live performance shows, installations. Our last piece was a travelling squat, where we travelled to different factories around the West Midlands, and had lessons in avoiding the world, where these three characters came together to get out of the situations that they were in, but ended up creating this horrible world, which, you know, which should have been perfect. So lots of different things, some street performance as well. So we try not to sort of like, you know, exclude ourselves from anything really.
And have you got a website?
Our website is coming out in September, so it's being developed as we speak. It will be www.newmacho.com. So yeah, and it's going to be fabulous.
And are you sort of with your MA? How does that fit in with your practice?
Well, it's sort of like an arts and business course. So it's designed for people that do want to sort of set up their own creative enterprises. And sort of the company works alongside the MA, so they cross over like all the time. So yeah, it sort of really fits in together really well, and it's just sort of taken over the past year, and it's coming to the end now, and we've got a touring show, so, and it's called Paperwork, and it's just about people and life and how paper can do so much and so little at the same time. Yeah, and what would like the world be like without paper, and how it's really important and not important.
And where are you studying now?
I'm studying at Coventry University. I've been there like for 4 years now, and we plan as a company, myself, Robert and Lindsay, we plan to sort of stick around in the Midlands, because we've sort of built up sort of quite a reputation there now, like possibly move to Birmingham, but we also have Brighton in our sights as well, so but wherever sort of the work takes us really, we're quite open-minded to moving around.
And outside of your studies and your sort of performance work, can I ask you to say a little bit about you, I suppose, like maybe something about your background or your upbringing?
It's very average really, very, very working class. I've got I've got three older brothers. I was the first one in my family to go to university. So my mum and dad, like, my dad's like a factory worker, he's an engineer, and my mum works in a school kitchen, and they don't really know a lot about the arts or anything, and it's sort of taken over my life. And I think slowly they're starting to sort of understand it a bit more, but I don't think they ever will, and properly. Well, I think it's what each individual makes for anyway. I don't think there is a real like set understanding of it, but just to be sort of more open to it, I suppose. But yeah, that's my background really. There's nothing like really crazy. I didn't live in a commune or anything, so yeah.
And how have you sort of enjoyed your kind of your work so far, like sort of becoming an academic in a way? Do you feel like that's the direction that you're going to take with doing an MA?
Oh, no, like I felt like that at the end of my degree I finally found what I wanted to do, and it was sort of like, oh, in the last sort of 5 minutes. And because I really don't like a lot of theatre. I like making like work, but I don't like going to see a lot of things, and that sounds really strange. I think maybe it's I'm too precious about things. But no, I don't see myself as an academic. I feel like I always just want to learn about lots of different things, and just discover like where I want to go, and just go on the journey and follow it through. But no, I just did it like just to keep sort of creating art, and I want to, because it's really hard to sort of get a job in the arts like now, and a lot of people do sort of theatre degrees and they end up like nowhere near the arts at the end of it, and I didn't want to do that. I wanted to sort of see it through, and even though I think people get like led by money, don't they? They get like really comfortable and get fed up of fighting, I suppose. So, but yeah, I've still got a little bit of fight in me. So I'm ready to be poor for like another couple of years, see how it goes.
And what are your ambitions, do you think, at this stage in your life?
Just to be happy, really. Just like continue like meeting lots of different people, and making lots of friends along the way, going to see lots of different things and places, and just keeping my eyes open, and just not getting set back in a way, and not doing rules that sort of people set that I should be doing something that I actually want to do. I think, yeah. Just enjoying life and taking each day as it comes, although that might sound really like corny. Yeah.
And what is it about performance in particular that appeals to you?
Just the whole expression and the whole, I really love like people who perform the self, like who go on stage, like much like sort of stand-up comedians, I suppose, but take on some sort of persona. But like, I've never been one for like plays and things like that. Although I do enjoy the odd play, I much prefer like the works of like Forced Entertainment and Bobby Baker. List could just go on and on. I just like mental things as well, like Franco B and Ron Athey and anything strange. But yeah.
Is there anything, have you got any hopes or fears or anxieties about standing on the plinth today?
I don't know. I just hope that it sort of goes well. And I got the wrong batteries, and now I've got some batteries so I can have the music, the main focal point of the piece. Otherwise, I don't want to seem like a rambling idiot or get stuck for something to do, I think. Run out of ideas, I think. But
how do you see this in relation to performance and your own performance work?
It's something really exciting, and I think it's good for me to sort of go out and do things by myself as well as doing the trio. I find it like I want to use sort of like New Macho as an umbrella, and I want to do lots of different things. So yeah, this is going to be a different thing, and it's just a great opportunity, really. So it's making history, I think. So.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in one another?
I think I've covered it, really, but you're doing a great job. Just thought I'd mention that on the interview.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, thanks.